American Vitamins present...
And then there's always the guy who says...
There's always the guy. How many times have you used that expression? Perhaps you'll recognize our friend when you meet him in just a moment. But first, a friendly word by American Vitamins for you and your family. If you're a member of one of those busy wartime households, too busy to watch your diet and proper rest, then you have a watchful friend in American Vitamins. These are the American Vitamins in the small, handy capsule container. Easy to take and reasonable in cost. Remember, American Vitamins for the American family. And now, there's always the guy. He's just a guy who seems to be everywhere at every turn and always in some sort of social dilemma. But don't you worry about recognizing him when you meet him, because you've seen him before, and you'll meet him again in just a moment. In order to be everywhere at the same time, we have to see our guy through the eyes of one man, a man who just happened to be at the right place at the right time, one who just can't figure it all out. Our bewildered man about town, Spencer.
Thank you, Bill, and good evening, everybody. It's true, my name is Spencer. About that man about town business, well, I don't know. I get around, I see a few things, I meet a few guys, and some of them get on my nerves. For example, when you go to the movies, there's the guy who won't stand in line no matter how good the picture is. There's the guy who wants to see the manager so as he can get his money back. And there's always the guy who sits in back of you. You've worked hard all day. You come home, have a nice shower, dinner, and then a pleasant smoke while the little woman gets the dishes washed and fixes up a bit. You feel pretty good about life in general. The war's going fine. Looks like Roosevelt might get in again. So you ask the little woman about taking in a neighborhood movie.
Say, Ruth, what do you say to a neighborhood movie?
Oh, Henry, that would be swell.
Swell, she says. That makes it perfect. Now everybody's happy. So you light up another pipeful while the little woman gets her hat. It's a nice evening, so you think it might be a good idea to walk. So when you and the little woman get outside in front of the house, you suggest.
Ah, it's a nice night. Shall we walk?
If you'd like to, Henry.
I'd like to.
So you walk. And as you're round the corner that takes you down the block to the movie house, you and the little woman look up at the marquee to see what's playing.
Oh, look, Henry. The White Cliffs of Dover.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... Yes, sir, it's just the picture you've been wanting to see. The one that you've missed all over town. The White Cliffs of Dover. Mm-hmm. The little woman likes that, Irene Dunn. You don't care. You just like a good movie, that's all. So you buy loges. Then you can sit back, have a little smoke, and really enjoy the picture. Yes, sir, there's nothing like a good movie to top off a fine day. Well, you get inside, and the little woman pardons herself for just a moment. So you wander around looking at the coming attractions. And before you know it, she's back in half the usual time. Yes, sir, it looks like a swell evening. You show your stubs to the usher, and he starts down the aisle. And for a change, he doesn't leave you and the wife in the middle of the aisle with no light. Finally, you get your seats right on the aisle. No climbing over old ladies' knees with dirty looks and sighs. The newsreel's on. That's the time that you like to come in. It's a good newsreel, too. One you and the little woman haven't seen. And what's more unusual, the guy next to you doesn't hiss some guy on the screen. Well, the newsreel's over, so you sit back. Light up, and you catch a glimpse of the little woman. She's tense. Because she's really been wanting to see this White Cliffs of Dover. And besides that, she really likes that Irene Dunn. You don't care. You just like a good movie, that's all. And here it is. The lion roars. Trumpets blare. And on the screen you read, The White Cliffs of Dover. Directed by Henry King. Costumes by Adrian, recorded by Douglas Shearer. And finally, as you get down to sound by Western Electric, you realize the picture's about to begin. The little woman reaches for your hand just like the old days. It's swell. And then from behind you, you hear...
Holy mackerel, I seen this.
Spencer will keep an eye on our friend while you and I have a little chat about American vitamins. Believe it or not, American vitamins are rapidly becoming a must on the shopping budget list of the American household manager. This smart household planner, who keeps a watchful eye on her brood, is realizing more and more every day that her family is in need of some kind of energy booster to help out in the tiring days ahead. Her friends have told her about the new, amazing, low-cost American vitamin capsule. And being the wise manager, she decides to give them a fair try. As a suggestion, why not ask your neighborhood druggist tomorrow about this revelation in added strength and vigor as planned for you by the American Vitamin Company. You'll find that in many cases, American vitamins will be the solution to your family's fatigue and loss of appetite. You'll also find that American vitamins are handy in capsule form, easy to take, and reasonable in cost. American vitamins for the American family. And now, back to Spencer and the guy who sits behind you at the movie.
Well, after this guy in back of you makes his presence known, the complexion of the evening changes slightly, and you just kind of mumble to yourself.
Why couldn't he stay home?
What'd you say, Bud?
I said, why didn't you stay home tonight?
Any harm in coming to a movie with your girl, Bud?
No, but you saw the White Cliffs of Dover before, and you're spoiling it for us.
Well, it just so happens, Bud, that them's my favorite cliffs. Now where do we go?
See what I mean? He not only saw the movie, but you can't talk to the guy. So then Ruth makes you sit around and you figure maybe he'll sit back and keep still. It's true, he doesn't talk to his blonde friend, but softly, just softly, mind you, over Irene Dunn's voice you hear.
Care for another peanut, Mercedes?
No, thank you, Larry. I've had sufficient paste in my teeth.
You figure this time you won't say anything. Just turn around and glare at the guy. But he leans forward, looks you right in the eye, and says...
Peanut, Bud?
No. No, thank you.
You ain't sore, are you, Bud?
No.
You say, Bud...
Yes?
Would you mind having a girlfriend take off her hat?
That happens to be my wife.
All right, all right. Now, where do we go, Bud?
Well, about one more of those, now where do we go, Buds, and you're going to lose your temper. Now, you don't want to do anything you're going to be sorry for, what with the little woman there and everything, so you turn around. Besides, the picture's getting good. It's the war part now. The planes are bombing France, and the big guns are blasting the Germans. There's terrific explosions. It's really realistic. It seems then that it's right in the theater. You can almost feel your seat move. In fact... You can feel your seat. The guy in back of you has his knees in the back of your neck. Well, you count 10, and you turn around and say...
Will you please get your knees off the back of my seat?
All right, all right.
Henry, sit around and look at the picture.
Well, he had his knees on the back of my seat.
Say, Bud.
Now, what do you want?
Will you and a girlfriend please be a little quiet?
That happens to be my wife.
What's your name?
Ruth.
What's yours?
Henry.
Glad to know you, Henry. Mine's Larry. Mercedes, I want you to meet some folks.
Now, look. I don't care what your name is. I just want you to be quiet and keep your knees off my seat.
All right, all right. Just a couple of neighbors taking in the neighborhood movie. You ain't very friendly, are you, Bud?
You're friendly. You just like a good movie, that's all. But because the little woman likes that Irene Dunn... You turn around, and you try to enjoy it for her sake. So you light up the old pipe again and look at the screen. And right now, Irene Dunn is telling off her English in-laws. You don't know exactly where they are because you've missed part of it. You've been a little busy, but you concentrate, and it clears up. They're in the drawing room, and she really tells them off. And you and the little woman wait to hear what they're going to say. There's a long pause. The characters look at one another. And then one of them Englishmen opens up his mouth, and you hear...
Larry!
Yes, honey?
Are they really sore at Irene Dunn?
No, Mercedes, no. They really get along, and it all works out keen. Except she marries a guy with a mustache, and he dies in the end.
Oh,
please.
What's the matter?
You're about to answer him, but you find that he's just a little hard to get along with. Because he says...
Peanut bud? Now where do we go?
That's done. So with blood pounding through your veins, you squeeze the little woman's hand, pack up your hat and coat, and figure, maybe you can see the White Cliffs of Dover some other time. When you get outside, you find it a little chillier somehow. You don't feel like whistling, put your arms around me, hold me tight. And you wished you'd brought the car. So you buy a paper, take a little Amphagel for the ulcer, and resign yourself to a good night's... Nah, let's not be too optimistic.
Yes, sir, there's always the guy who sits behind you at the movies. Did you recognize him? Well, now before Spencer returns, I'd like just a moment with you, because that's all the time I'll need to tell you what I want you to know about our sponsor's product, American Vitamins. For example, American Vitamins are packaged for your family under the most sanitary conditions. American Vitamins are compounded by reliable men in the field of chemistry. American Vitamins are manufactured and presented to the American public in compliance with the U.S. Poor Food and Drug Act. And lastly, American Vitamins come to your family in the handy capsule container, easy to take and reasonable in cost. There are the facts. Now, the next move is up to you. American Vitamins for the American family. Until Wednesday evening at this same time, when the makers of American Vitamins present There's Always the Guy Who...
Who likes your gabardine suit, likes it fine, but knows where you could have done better. Good night.
There's Always the Guy is written and produced by Bob Sweeney and Hal March. Tonight's cast included B. Benaderet, Lou Merrill, Conrad Binion, Bob Sweeney, and Hal March. Original music was written and directed by Lou Kozloff. Bill Haworth speaking each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening for the American Vitamin Company, makers of American Vitamins for the American family. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.